Blog Talk Radio.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. If I treat you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me. No response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. Give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is a charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dawg, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who we got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now.
It's they got the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Oh man, you got your boy L Boogie T-Roll coming to you live, man. We talking about live, you know what I mean? WWDO Radio, man. What we do. So, it's frenzy in the fray, as we would say. It's Frenzy Friday. And before we get started, Ro, how you doing, man? I hear you in Vegas.
Man,
you sent me a kite and all. How's it going out there?
Oh, man, L Boogie, you know what it is, man. It's a beautiful sight to see. All these youths out here, man, getting it in for this little national basketball tournament out here on the West Coast, man. You got teams from Chicago, Indiana, Seattle, California, Tennessee, and they out here repping L Boogie. So it's pretty crowded, man, and, you know, it's going down, and, yeah, it's just exciting to see, man, all the youth going hard. We 0-2 right now. The last game, we got beat up by Lil Larry Bird. Lil Larry Bird hit 10 threes on us, you hear me? I'm talking about, and they wasn't no just set up threes. They wasn't no just set up, just that the white boy, no. This white boy was coming off screens, giving you the dip and step back and hitting the three. I'm talking about at least four of them, L Boogie. I was like, that ain't going, oh, yeah, you can't do nothing about that. You know what I mean? So big shout out to the Celtics out of California. They brought their A game, and we got another game tonight, at, you know, right close to the end of the show. So, you know, you might hear some gym noise jumping off right about 7:40, 7:45. So we gonna, you know, we gotta continue to rep, and we win tonight. We still all right. We can still make it to the championship bracket. So we gonna see what we can do in this next game, man, and we gonna get it in. But other than that, man, you know, it's just Las Vegas, man. It's just crowded, like it is everything.
Man, I know the feeling. I'm still back here, you know, at the hometown, just trying to get my bearings together with the legs. So, you know, I'm still on the IR, you know. But, you know, a couple of things on the marquee, you know, we're going to holler about. You got training camps. You know, I got a lot of training camp questions for you throughout the, you know, the NFC and the AFC conferences. Major League Baseball, how is it that the state of California is really representing real well right now? You got college football season coming up, got the top 25, different, you know, conferences or whatnot, and still we're still talking about Kevin Love. So, you know what I mean? I want to just talk about, you know, a couple of those things, those topics or whatnot. So let's hop right into it, bro. Let me ask you this. There's some training camp questions, you know what I mean? Let's start with the AFC first. I just want to ask you this, you know, besides the Broncos and the New England Patriots, which teams in that conference that's vying for 3 and 4 through 6, and who really has a chance to, you know, make it back to, you know, make it to Glendale, Arizona?
You know what? I'm glad you asked that question because I've been looking very deep into the AFC, and you know, the NFC got a couple of teams that we're going to talk about later. But if you look at the AFC and that conference is pretty thick. And even just taking out Denver and New England, it's still pretty tough to try to pick a team to say who's going to be competing to try to get to Glendale in 2015. Because you already got the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are known to do what they do with 6 championships. You have the Baltimore Ravens, even though they're going to have a little setback with the situation that happened to Ray Rice and what's all out in the news right now. But they are still one of the teams that are hard to beat. They always make it to the playoffs since Joe Flacco has been the quarterback there. Then you also have the Indianapolis Colts and the young stud who's been doing everything that we thought that he was going to be doing. And here he is coming into his third year, not taking anything away from Russell Wilson. But I do believe that Andrew Luck is what the NFL is, you know, striving for all quarterbacks to look like for the future. And so you can't knock anything that this guy, Andrew Luck, has done up until this point. Sophomore slump. I thought we were going to see a slump on this guy, and I haven't seen anything slumpish about this guy up until this point. So if he did good during what was supposed to be a sophomore slump year, I hate to see what he's going to do in his third year as a, you know, as a complete starter and doing what he's done with all the comeback wins and things like that. And then we also can't sleep on Cincinnati. We know Andy Dalton is one of those quarterbacks who's going to get his quarterback to that situation, which I'm calling the playoffs. But you can't leave Phillip Rivers off the list either. So, I mean, the more you think about it, L. Boogie, you know, you talk about Denver and New England being the top class or the top echelon of the AFC. But as you can see, there are some other teams out there that are really, really gunning for these guys. And, you know, it only takes one good season for you to, you know, get to where you want to get to. And if any of those other 4 or 5 teams can, you know, get more wins than losses as far as in between 3 and 7 points, I think that's where the change is going to be as far as who you're going to find in Glendale for the Super Bowl in 2015. Who you think is going to be, you know, up there racing and making noise in the AFC besides those two in Denver and New England, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning,
Well, like we said, it's a dawn of a new era. And I think Andrew Luck, Indianapolis, would be the only team that would be vying to supersede those two guys. You got Tannehill down in Miami. Miami is okay. I predicted them to go to the playoffs last year, but they let me down. We'll see. And also, I'm just a big Mike Tomlin fan down in Pittsburgh. He's very consistent, especially after they, you know, they might have a mediocre season. He always comes back and has a great year, and they'll be competing. But just dethroning those two teams, I really don't see any other teams. I look at the AFC South, the Texans, the Titans, and the Jaguars. Come on. Then you look at the North. That might be the hardest conference in the AFC. You got the Bengals, the Browns, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. You got the AFC, you know, West with Kansas City, who might give Denver a little bit of go. Oakland, who's picked up some free agents. And who was that? In the Chargers. But I don't see anyone beating these guys. And you got Buffalo, the Jets, and Miami. So in the East, I named all those teams, and I really can't see anyone dethroning those guys. But let me ask you this, bro. Since we just, you know, talked about that, I really don't see anyone dethroning those guys. Let me ask you this: in the AFC North. I got to, you know, I'm just going to give you a couple question marks about the AFC North that I, you know, you let me know what you think. Andy Dalton, is he ready? Is he ready to turn the corner? Do you expect some big things from Andy Dalton? Because I got a big question mark by Andy Dalton. That's one of my questions in the AFC North. What is Andy Dalton going to do this year? What do you think?
I don't think it's about the Cincinnati Bengals offense. I think you have to gear that question more towards the defense because, you know, when you look at Andy Dalton is not the problem that Cincinnati has. His only job is to get the ball to that guy, number 1-8. And his name is A.J. Green, one of the best receivers out there in the AFC. And as long as he can get him the ball and they can continue to run the ball with Ben Jarvis, I think those guys are going to be all right. It's just all about the defense. And we always talk about Cincinnati and Coach Lewis over there and what he's doing and what he's not doing, but he's consistent. The guys have been making it to the playoffs, and when they don't, they just a game out. So it's not like that he's having a losing record over there in Cincinnati. They've been above the 500 mark for the last 3 or 4 years since Andy Dalton has been there. So I don't think the question mark is really about, is it more on Andy Dalton? I think it's more of Cincinnati as a whole, because Andy Dalton has been doing what he's doing. It's just unfortunate that he's a quarterback, and that, you know, being a quarterback of any franchise, you're going to get most of the attention. So I don't think it's Andy Dalton's I don't think it's up to Andy Dalton to have a bigger year than what he had last year. Just be consistent and do what you did and get your team back to where you guys were. So, yeah, I think Andy Dalton fits right in with Cincinnati and the system. And they just got to just win one or two more games, El Boogie. We won't be talking about these guys like we're talking about them right now. So they could be one of those guys. Any given Sunday, they could be one of those guys, one of those teams to knock off a New England or a Denver, but they would have to play a A-plus game, can mistake-free, A-plus game all the way if they're going to do that, though.
There you have it, Andy Dalton. My thing with Andy Dalton is consistency. When the big games are close and near, he has to come through and win. So That's what I'm looking at right now as far as Andy Dalton. Let's move on. Let me ask you this, another big question mark in the AFC. Your boy, the number one draft pick. What do you think is he's going to do? What's your expectations on Jadeveon Clowney coming into the 2014 year?
L Boogie, a lot of people are talking about this guy's work ethic and what he did in South Carolina his last season and how he, kind of tanked the season. L Boogie, let me tell you something. You got J.J. Watt on one end. You have Jadeveon Clowney on the other end. You have your boy Cushion in the middle. And you're going to try to tell me that they're going to be able to control a Jadeveon Clowney when he come off that end to try to get that quarterback? L Boogie, let me tell you something. That number one draft pick going to be a headache to a lot of offensive coordinators when the preseason starts. And I'm going to tell you this. Jadeveon Clowney going to make a lot of noise this season because the simple fact is this. When you got a guy on your team by the name of J.J. Watt who's been doing what he's been doing for the last three seasons, you tend to do the things that the guy is doing in front of you of being successful. And when you learn that and find out how to get that going, you're going to be all right. So it's not like that the Texans' defense is really the problem over in Houston. The defense is cool. It was the offense that had problems last year. So I'm going to say this. With Jadeveon Clowney being in Houston and that number one pick, I'm going to tell you, he about to give him hell, and it's about to go down. Because you cannot double J.J. Watt, you cannot double Brian Cushing, and you showing the hell can't double Jadeveon Clowney. If you leave one of them alone, somebody going to get you, and it's going to be lights out. And if you forget about Jadeveon Clowney, I will say this. He will probably hit harder than J.J. Watt will when it's time for him to lay that helmet. Because I see J.J. Watt hitting people, but I don't see him laying people out like your boy did to the dude from Michigan when he just – I ain't seen J.J. Watt do nothing like that. So I'm just saying, watch out for your boy. He, Jadeveon, man, he about to be clouded. Hey. A lot of offensive coordinators ain't going to be able to sleep at night, El Boogie. That's all I'm going to say. Eddie!
Wow. It's going down. I am for sure also thinking that Mr. Clowney is going to not be clowning around. Very athletic. We'll see. Grown men, I'm pretty sure in preseason they'll probably start off minor, meaning 101, and they'll probably see how it goes from there because – they're going to take away J.J. Watt. They're going to see what the rookie, what he has. And once they see what he has, then they'll see if they'll double him. But as of right now, he's still a rook. He got to earn his stripes, man. He's still a rook. He's still picking up people's donuts and coffee in the morning. He's still a rook now. Let's not get it twisted. We got about 90 seconds. Let's jump into the NFC right quick, Ro. Quick question before we go to the break and then hop back into the NFC. NFC West, can 3 out of 4 teams go to the dance? Can they go to the playoffs?
Man, the way it's looking, it might be possible. You're going to have the St. Louis Rams fall off the face of the earth, you know, in order to – I mean – you know, the Cardinals got real close last year. They had 10 wins, and they were one of the only 10-win teams in the playoffs last year. So, I mean, if the Cardinals can bring it, we'll see. NFC West is a beast over there. You got the world champion trying to repeat, and then you got those boys, San Fran, who are looking to knock them off right along with the Cardinals. And the Rams got the Michael Sam situation. So I just think that the Rams are still – a couple of years away. They're still in a rebuilding mode, so I don't really see them doing too much this year. But as far as the Cardinals and the San Francisco 49ers go, those are the two. I mean, St. Louis can be a problem when they're playing in their division. So Seattle can't just count St. Louis out. when they're playing them, because that can end up costing them again. So we gonna see. We definitely gonna see.
There you have it. Too long. He gave us his take.
You already.
He gave us his take on the NFC. On the NFC West, he says 3 out of 4 maybe can do it.
Kicking rocks on the block, telling all the OGs.
I don't think so.
When you're not looking,
we'll see. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. We're Twisted Hip Hop. Give us a call, 347-855-8896. Don't forget, tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, let's go. It's the street.
And I slept with the work plenty nights. Thought I heard niggas coming. Thought I saw the cop lights. But I was dreaming. Then I woke, the junkies were still fiending, and I had coke, so I had hope. You may say that it's wrong, but I ain't talking to your child, I'm talking to this song. I'm just doing a buck down memory lane. If I crash, just pick up my brain. And yes, my niggas the same, but they quicker to bang. And if they do, then I'm the nigga you blame. So I shoot first anyway, and I would do the honors any day. And tell your honor he a bitch to his face. Then whip through the state like I whip through the yay. Show your ass how to take 4 and get 8. And it don't take 4 niggas to get straight. The only hot boy eating off this plate. Young, Weezy baby, that's what your bitch say. Give her ass a location and a template. Show her how to work the interstate. Stop working with that thinner weight. Get your brakes fixed. Stop playing, cause all we know is gunplay. Trip while you're full and my clip gon' be empty. When the stomachs get empty, anything's tempting. Ain't nobody safe when it's for the kids' sake. Hurricane wiped us out like an earthquake. We trying to save face, but we ain't got a place to stay. So they made us evacuate. We on our way, pussy. Relocate. Y'all know us when you see us. Put your jewels up. Put your cars, put your clothes, put your shoes up. It's that serious, homie. Pick the news up. It wasn't good, nigga. Think about the hood, nigga. The people who ain't never had shit ain't gon' never have shit. Bullshit, cause they still gon' try and manage. Niggas doing anything like God gon' understand them. But please understand us. Niggas with money lost mansions. Niggas with nothing lost families. Lives lost in traffic. Water up to the attic. There goes the stashes. But a nigga got passion. Even though the bounce back seeming like magic. Shit, well call me Siegfried. Watch I turn 1 key to 100 G's. Yeah, dear summer, summer breeze. Summer please, know I live for you. Throw on the white beater, let back to live for you. A few years I probably hear from you, but now I'm here for you. I know niggas that shed a tear for you. Behind bars trying to get to you, and probably never see you. It's that real talk if you ever heard it, homie. Shit hurts so much, might have to hurt you, homie. No commercial, no front, and no curve on it. No cut, tell life, so what? The drought's here, not only white slowed up. The weed slowed up, we can't even roll up. Fuck.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. We the Twisted Hip Hop. Man, you back in the asylum with your boy L Boogie.
Where he's sitting at. What he's sitting
on. Man, it's raw, it's live. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. I don't know what happened with that one, roll with the song, but it was, you know, in and out. I was just trying to give you some summer. You know what I'm saying? By Weezy, did summer. So,
yeah,
man.
That's what we do, baby. That's what we do.
We were just talking about, you know what I mean? WWDO Radio. You know what I'm saying? We about to say farewell. It's over. The blog talk, we love you, but it's time to move on. Hey, yo, yo.
Yeah.
We just got finished talking about the NFC West, and you said it's possible that, you know, 3 out of 4 teams can make it. It's going to be tough. They're going to be beating each other up. With the Rams evolving and getting better, I got a lot. You know, my question with the NFC is your boy Matthew Stafford. I want to see what this guy is going to do. Been very, very inconsistent. And to me, he's MBG, nothing but garbage.
So, I'm going to give him some time.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Don't say nothing but garbage.
Man, nothing but garbage, bro. He's a heat man. What you mean, who's the receivers? Aren't you the number one draft pick? Don't you make receivers?
He only got one.
Don't you make receivers?
I mean, man, look, man. I mean, you, as a receiver, you got to catch the ball, too. It's only one catching the ball.
Right, we understand. We understand that, and I understand that. You understand that, but how can you win seven games? You won seven without him. If he was up and able to, you know, do what he did, could he not win a game by himself?
I
mean, I
don't
that's
think
what
so.
You get drafted for. Win some games by yourself. Be the one to win the game. What happened?
Well, I mean, he won a couple of games, but he couldn't win the ones that would take him to the playoffs. I mean it's hard to win a game by yourself. I mean, Tom Brady has Bill Belichick. Okay, let's get that right. So Tom Brady don't do it all by himself. He has a mastermind behind it. Now, granted, Matthew Stafford is a top-notch quarterback, but I don't. It's a difference there at the quarterback position when you try to compare Matthew Stafford to other quarterbacks and winning games by himself. Now, I would say I'm gonna say he's a stud, but man, I don't know how to put this. I like Matthew Stafford, but they gonna need to do more, L Boogie. The running game ain't helping them. They kind of look like the Detroit Lions of the past year when they had, you know, your boy Barry Sanders. He was the only piece to the puzzle, but they went to the playoffs. So you got me there. But I don't know, L Boogie. I ain't gonna say it's all on him. That defense, they just got a defensive line. They don't have no secondary besides Fairley and your boy Sue. I can't name too many more people on that defensive line or in that backfield back there that can really do something. So they need help as well. I ain't gonna put it all on Matthew Stafford. He's just a one man thrown to a one man show, and if that doesn't work for Detroit, then they most likely don't win. But, you know, you can take your chances with Megatron. Yeah, you can throw the ball up with four defenders on Megatron, and somehow, some way, he's still going to come down with the ball inbounds in the end zone. So, Detroit, I got questions, but I don't know if it's geared towards Matthew Stafford. I'll say that.
Matthew Stafford, Sam Bradford, I have question marks about these starting quarterbacks in their respective conferences because, right as of right now, they're nothing but garbage, very inconsistent. Next thing you know, the boy from Detroit, Stafford, what he's going to do? He's going to give you four touchdowns. He's the Tony Romo of the NFC North. No offense, bro.
He can't put up numbers like my dude, man.
Yeah, he's the Tony Romo of the NFC North. But I'm intrigued about my Packers. What are we going to do with, you know, a healthy Aaron Rodgers? But now I'm in turmoil inside my camp. My man's in the – my man's in them Gordy Nelson. Wow, excuse me. He wants $10 million a year.
Yeah.
I know you smell the money, but Gordy,
I mean,
you think you're worth $10 million? Bro, is Gordy worth $10
million? If your boy Riley Cooper worth it. Yeah, Jordy Nelson way better than Riley Cooper, so I'm just saying. You might not want to look at Jordy Nelson as one of those top dog receivers, but if it wasn't for Jordy Nelson being in that green and gold, man, I don't know, you know, how AR would be getting it done because you can only throw it to the people running out of the backfield so many times. So I would say this, Jordy Nelson, you deserve the money, big homie. I know. You, I only know Jordy Nelson as a receiver over there. I can't name too many more. You know, your boy Greg gone, so I don't know what to say about that. But Jordy Nelson has been consistent with the Green Bay Packers. If there's anybody that you should pay, it should be that dude, because he's been loyal to the green and gold, El Boogie. Come on, man, pay the dude what he's worth.
Listen, let me tell you what he's worth. He's worth however much Aaron Rodgers says he's worth. That's how much he's worth. I tell you that. Yes, he's done some things, played in the Super Bowl. He's done real great for us. But he better, I say this. You know how it is, bro, when these guys get the money. They start declining. They start kicking it. And you know what these younger players today, regardless of whatever their race is or whatever their color is, it's all about the hip-hop. Everybody hip-hopping. So once he get that $10 million, you know what he doing. He jiggling, baby. Go ahead, baby. You already know. And I'm very intrigued about what my man Mr. Jeffries and Brandon Marshall and Forte, what they're going to do over there in Chicago. You know, they got a full season under their belt. You know, Cutler just signed for the big money. So 1 year without Brian Urlacher and, you know, the new coach 1 year under his belt. So what do you think about that, bro? You expecting Chicago to make some noise? You think they'll go to the playoffs?
You know what? At first when I was thinking about Chicago, I was thinking, you know, I really wasn't too for sure about Chicago. But now that I really think about it, and, you know, Brandon Marshall, who is every season it seems like he's playing through an injury, whether it be a back, a knee, or shoulder, or ankle, or anything like that. And then you have Jay Cutler, who also seems to, you know, try to play through a couple of injuries, but then have to sit out last couple of years due to a certain injury. And then you have Matt Forte last year, who had that unexpected injury where he had to sit out as well. If these guys, the big three for Chicago, the wide receiver, quarterback, and running back that I'm speaking of, can pull it together, I think these guys will be able to make it to the playoffs with no problem at all, El Boogie. The core that the Chicago Bears have over there with that Marshall, you know, that Cutler to Marshall hookup, and then you got the other rookie, or not a rookie anymore, but Alshon Jeffries over there making bigger plays than your boy Brandon Marshall at times. It looks as if if they could keep themselves healthy, they could be one of the most dominant teams in the NFC, and you know, try to knock off, you know, your Pat over there in that division. But it's going to be tough as long as Aaron Rodgers is healthy. I know that the Chicago upgraded their defense by getting Julius Peppers on the end. So, Julius Peppers going to Green Bay, y'all upped y'all defense, whereas, you know, the Chicago Bears replaced Peppers with the guy out of Minnesota, the white boy. What's his name? What am I thinking? Jack in the Box. I can't think of his name. But they got the white boy coming off the end who replaces Julius Peppers. So, I mean, the defense, you know, Chicago's defense ain't never bad. They always ranked in the top 5 to 8 as far as the defense goes, and they going to be just Jared Allen. That's who I'm thinking of. Jared Allen replaced Julius Peppers over there on the defensive line. So, I mean, it's not like that Chicago lost a great player and didn't replace it. They replaced him with another good player. So Chicago, if they could keep the offense upright and keep Jay Cutler in a healthy position, I think Chicago could be one of those teams to make some noise. Just like your boys, the Green Bay Packers, because it's only, you know, you only think about those two teams in that division when you talk about them, because we know Detroit is not gonna you know, rise to the occasion. And we also know that Minnesota is still in a state of turmoil, trying to figure out who they, what they need to do besides just giving the ball to AP. So that division is just up between two teams, Chicago and Green Bay. And like we say, we'll see which particular team, you know, comes out on top. Because, I mean, it wasn't like Chicago didn't have a chance last season. It's the AR-12 came back at the right time, and he put it down. So, hey, it just is what it is. So it's going to be another tight race in the NFC North between those two teams, I believe.
Woo-hoo! We still need to talk about the NFC and the NFC East, man. We definitely got to talk about those two. But, you know, before we talk about those two, man, we got to go to a commercial break. And, you know, I'll say this. Me being a Packer fan, don't care too much about, you know, those guys. But I'm intrigued about what Teddy Bridgewater is going to do. I hope that he makes it, man. I hope Teddy does well. I really do. I really hope that he does well. You know what I mean? But you in the streets, man. With your boy L Boogie and T-Row, Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. You know what I mean? And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Y'all, I do this in my sleep, and I dream when I'm awake. Yeah, you know this life, it gets deep. They wonder how much can I stake, but hold up, wait, tell them I do this in my sleep.
But we just the hip-hop. It's signing with T-Row and L Boogie. BWDO. Oh. We do. Lovers only. But, summertime Friday night, in July. You know you gotta tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You and I, we'll never fall apart. Man, let me stick to my day job, huh, Raw? Man, you back in the asylum. Yo, Raw, as we was, you know, getting off the air, we back now. And special shout out to the sports officials, by the way. You know what I mean? Representing the new station, WWDO, What We Do Radio. You know what I mean? So the streets is talking, T-Row.
This is
producer out of WWDO, you know what I'm saying? OG, Heaven OU. You know what I mean? Executive producer, T-Nick. And the boys from the sports officials. Anyway, getting back to, you know what I'm saying, the NFL football training camp, you know, stories and questions. Something we didn't talk about before we continue. What do you feel about the 2-game suspension stemming from the altercation with Ray Rice, then his fiance, now his wife? He only was given a 2-game suspension. Now, well, before we continue about the conferences, do you think that was merit? Should it have been more games? Was it right on the money? Or, you know, what do you think?
I think Roger Goodell is confusing as hell to me, man. I really don't get it, man. And every time somebody gets in trouble and we anticipate to see how Roger Goodell and the NFL is going to, you know, stick it to the guys who mishandle their situations. And every time I'm like, I'm confused. Because, for one, Roger Goodell, when he first came in, wanted to put his foot down on the bounty gate. And then, you know, you had that. And then you got Michael Vick and the dog scandal and how long he had to sit out and what he had to go through to get back into the game. Then you got, you know, your boy Ben Roethlisberger do what he did, didn't get convicted, did not get convicted, but had to sit out 6 games, which later he appealed and only got 4 games. You know, and then there's Alden Smith and, of course, a number of other players all in between that. But when you talk about Ray Rice, I do understand this, L Boogie. Ray Rice, first-time offender. Okay, this is the first time anything has been out in the reports on him. But come on, man, there's video evidence of what you did. Now, I mean, it's not all the evidence that we were looking for, but you were caught on tape, buddy. Unfortunate for you that there was tapes, all of video cameras all the way around where you were caught in the position that you were caught in with your wife coming out of the elevator in Atlantic City. Now, whether you did anything wrong or whether you did anything right, Mr. Ray Rice, your ass should have been suspended a little bit longer than 2 games. Because from my understanding, L Boogie, is that he still gets to go practice and participate in training camp. My understanding is that he still gets to play and participate in preseason. He will just miss the first 2 regular season games, which don't start till after Labor Day. So I'm just trying to figure this out, L Boogie. 2 games? Nah, homie, you should have sat out at least 4 or 5 games for just the physical evidence that was on your back for the situation that you was in. Yeah, you apologized and had a big news conference and all of that, but hey, first time, second time, third time, it don't matter. When you get busted like that, you deserve at least a minimum of 3 games minimum of suspension without pay, L Boogie, without pay, no training camp, no nothing. Just sit back and relax. You doing a lot in Atlantic City. Now, do a lot sitting on the sideline for your team. So I think he should have got at least three or more.
You say 3 or more? Well, I say this, Ro. I think what's going on right now is merit. We don't know if the young lady attacked Ray Rice in the elevator and he was defending himself, and you know, they just showed what came out of the elevator. They didn't show anything that was inside the elevator. And it's just ironic that we see outside the elevator, but when Jay-Z, Beyonce, and what's Beyonce's sister name?
Soleil.
Yeah, when Soleil, when they, you know, all that was shown in the video, in the inside. But it's ironic that, you know, Ray Rice and his wife's altercation is not shown. They're just showing outside of the elevator. So from the streets is talking, and what I, you know, gathering and what people are telling me, number one, he has a hell of a lawyer. Number two, this is only his first offense. Ray Rice has been an upheld citizen since he's been in the league. So him doing this, did take that in consideration. Am I saying it's right that you put your hands on females? No, I'm not. I'm not saying it's right at all. But what I am saying is that sometimes you have to protect yourself, you know, when things happen. And, you know, he will be suspended with no pay. And we know how it goes. You can participate in preseason just like Josh Gordon is right now. He's in camp, but you can't participate in the games. So they do that with all the, you know, with all the suspension guys. They get reps, and they get a chance to, you know, get accommodated with their team. But as soon as, you know, regular season hits, they will be on the shelf. So maybe 4 games. I'm going to say, you know, and this is it too, Ralph. Remember this. When you're dealing with Roger Goodell, that's what you got to like, his unpredictability. Just like your school teacher, just like your coach. You never know how he's going to discipline you, so you got to be on your best behavior. So am I surprised or shocked with the suspension as far as only 2 games? I think 2 games is enough due to the circumstance. First-time offender. Never really been in any trouble in the NFL. And remember, there's 3 sides to a story. Video side, Ray Rice side, her side, and you already know the gray area. You know, in the streets, man, it's always a gray area. They never show us the gray area, bro, do they?
Never. It's never about the gray area, man. It's just what you call on video with. And I don't know about 2 games, L Boogie. I mean, yeah, first-time offender or not, I mean, everybody has to, you know, follow that brand. And we all know that the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey, even soccer. I mean, shit, hell, even lacrosse. If you do something bad, I mean, you're gonna pay the price for it. I understand that Ray Rice is a first-time offender, but you got to draw the line somewhere, L Boogie, because I look at it like this. Let's say that Ray Rice wants to appeal that decision of 2 games. You know, then that means he can only, you know, either sit out no games at all because of being a first-time offender, or, you know, sit out 1 game. I still don't see that being enough, even though I don't see him trying to appeal the decision the NFL made. But, I mean, you gotta let it be known that this is not going to be tolerated. I know that this is not, you know, the first time it didn't happen in the NFL, but, I mean, man, it don't matter who you are, because let me tell you, I just don't understand Roger Goodell with it. 2 games might be cool, but it just throws up a big question mark for me about Roger Goodell and how he's going about doing his job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very difficult. I'm very shocked at the situation, but we'll see. He'll miss games against the Steelers and against the Bengals, first 2 games of the season. So it's going to be very intriguing. Will it hurt Baltimore? We will see. But back to the NFC East, I'm intrigued about the new addition of, Deshaun Jackson and Robert Griffin III being healthy over there in Washington. And like we said, anytime Tom Coughlin's on the hot seat, he does well. So the NFC East is going to be very intriguing. We already know about the NFC South. There hasn't been a consistent NFC champion, NFC South conference champion back-to-back in several years. So, will your boy Cam Newton, and that's the question for me with the NFC South. Is Cam Newton going to be Superman again? Remember, he didn't have good numbers, but he was winning. And I think that's what he learned, how to win. Because you don't have to have good numbers. As long as you're winning, you're an elite quarterback. Ask Ben Roethlisberger. Ask these guys. So I'm intrigued about what he does this year coming up with additions, new rookie coming in, Kelvin Benjamin, and also Steve Smith leaving. All his receivers have left his side. So I'm very intrigued about that. What do you think about those Panthers? Will they come back and do well and make the playoffs, or was that just a fluke? Going the distance and getting to the playoffs.
I ain't gonna say it was a fluke, L Boogie, because in the NFL anything goes. It's any given Sunday, and if you can go out there and win 8 games, I mean, it's tough to win 8 games in the NFL. You just ask the Houston Texans, ask the Atlanta Falcons. You go 14-2 one season, and then you turn around and go 2-14. It's tough to win 8 games in this here league, man. And I'm not gonna say it was a fluke that they made it to the playoffs last year. So I'm gonna give them a salute, and because it is what it is, and not everybody's cards fall the right way when they want to. Now, I'm in Vegas. I saw a dude earlier today up in Caesars. He just L Boogie. I thought he was gonna pull out a weapon. He threw his hands up, threw the cards down. I'm like, man, look, you better watch it. You're losing that much amount of money, man. I'm just saying. So, I mean, when you win 8 games, 9 games, and you're able to make it to the playoffs in the NFL, you've had a great season. Look at the Cardinals last year, the Arizona Cardinals, 10-6. Who would have thought they would have won 9-10 games last season and still not make the playoffs? That's just amazing. So you have it like that, L Boogie. So I'm not going to say that it was luck. I'm going to give them their due. And will they make it this year? Hell no.
Straight. So you said they won't make it, T-Row? No Panthers, no playoffs.
Hey, man, it is what it is, And as far as the NFC East goes, as far as Deshaun Jackson and Robert Griffin III linking up together, nice move. I hope it can work, because there's nothing more than I like seeing is, a connection from that type of duo. A nice hype quarterback with a nice arm, throwing to a guy who has a lot of speed that can stretch the field. So, I mean, if you want to look for something hype, and, especially the way the Baltimore Ravens be throwing the ball, I think the Washington Redskins going to want to, you know, match that intensity from the from the city aspect. You know what I mean? As far as Baltimore and Washington are concerned, they're pretty close together. They, you know, AFC, NFC, so one don't like to be outshined by the other. So I think it brings a nice little competitive vibe to the whole city over there between the two states over there, to where, you know, things could get back to the way they were with Robert Griffin III. And, you know, I hate to talk about the Washington Redskins, but they, you know, they got a nice little setup. And then you talk about the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin, hot seat, wins a Super Bowl. So I hope he's not on the hot seat. And then, of course, the Philadelphia Eagles doing what they did. Can Nick Foles do it again? I don't know. We'll see. And then, of course, my boys, the Cowboys, even though there are 3, 4, 5, 6 question marks. Any given Sunday, L Boogie, anything can happen. If the Green Bay Packers can win without Aaron Rodgers for 7 weeks, I think we could do it. Even though y'all, see, y'all had AR, y'all beat us with AR. Y'all wouldn't have beat us with AR, without AR.
Like Jay-Z said, and you know what I'm saying? You need more people. So, man, before we continue and get into a commercial, man, let's go to a caller, you know what I mean, from Phoenix, Arizona. You know what I mean? My man Nacho, he didn't even Skype today. He got on the line. So, my man Nacho, what's the deal, baby? How Friday treating you? Nacho, you in there with us? Oh. Nacho's not in, bro.
Nacho not in.
We'll come back to Nacho on the next break. But yo, bro, let me ask you this before we go to the commercial break. Major League Baseball, how do you feel about the Dodgers and San Francisco and you know, Oakland and Anaheim dominating, you know, the baseball season, the whole, you know, California Coast, how you think about that? What's your thoughts about that?
Man, you know what I think about that, man. It's West Coast, man. I mean, when you got a state as long from north to south as the state of California, you bound to have 4 or 5 teams in each major league sport. You know, but you can't take nothing away from L.A., man. They one of the biggest coasts on the map, man, and the way that they getting it done is just the way that it is. L.A., New York, it's just been the way of the times, man, since the beginning of time. You know, they are the states of winners. They love championships. And what other way would you rather have it? It's no surprise that the San Francisco Giants are doing what they're doing. If they don't win the World Series, it's the St. Louis Cardinals. So I mean, within the last 8-10 years, they're the only two teams in the NL that's been winning it. So I mean, when you talk about baseball, now good thing that, you know, Yasiel Puig and the Los Angeles Dodgers and Magic Johnson are turning things around and having a great season. You know, piggybacking off of last season, I think they're really in a run to do something different than even what they did last year. They made it to the playoffs last year. I think it was a surprise to them that they ended up doing what they did in the second half of the season. So I think they're trying to feed off of that emotion of how they won all those games in the regular season and then became a disappointment in the playoffs last year, being bounced in the first round. So I think that they have a new mindset with the Los Angeles Dodgers to where they want to get back to those glory days. As far as the, you know, the Anaheim Angels, you know, it's just the youth over there, man. You got that boy, Mike Trout. I mean, hey, when you got a guy like that who can hit home runs, I mean, you throw him in the dirt like golf balls, he'll take you out like he Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. You can throw it high and tight, he'll hit you like he Miguel Cabrera. I mean, it don't matter, man. This guy is, you know, really showing what he's really about. And they have a nice pitching staff over there with the Angels. And so, you know, once you get hitting to align up with pitching, you can't be bad. It just helps out. So, you know, big ups to Albert Pujols and Mike Trout for doing what they're doing over there in Anaheim. It's gonna be great to see, man. I mean, you don't have to go as far if this thing ends up, you know, World Series between one of the California teams. You don't have to travel far at all. You know what I mean? So, but it's big for the city. You know, only thing they're missing is a football team, the city of Los Angeles. So, if that comes about, it's gonna be really crazy. And I heard that there's some talks about trying to get a football team in L.A. You know what I mean? So I've just said, if California keeps this up with just baseball, you ain't got to worry about the Lakers too much, Bo. I'm just saying, hey, they could still be on the low and not be recognized so much because of everything else that's happening to keep the city hot. So you know how it go, El Boogie. Sports make the city hot. So as long as those other teams win, you ain't got to worry about the other teams that are rebuilding and refocusing on some on things other. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's going down. You already know, bro. It's very difficult for you to get there for those two teams, especially the Giants, to just repeatedly, you know what I'm saying, get there. I'm it's going down. So I'm very very shocked about that, and you know, we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. So when we come back, man, we're gonna talk some college football. Get to my man Nacho. You know what I mean? Get it. We at the top of the hour. We got an hour left. This is Streets Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. WWDO, what we do. You know what I'm saying? Video. You know we back in effect. You know T-Roll L Boogie. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. We live.
What we
do?
Oh.
Shots to share for all those who want to profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, sitting in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my teammate. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. We cool as featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really, and yo, done sparked the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know, go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you, Sonny Shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one.
Shook one.
He ain't a crook, son.
He just a shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was some must have got some trust, safeguard on my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, MC, don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping. E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bugging, digging my was out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. As long as I'm alive, I'm live illegal. And once I get on, I'ma put on all my people. React with lyrics like Max a hit. You don't know when I roll up the beat, go sleep because of freak.
Sunny shook, this ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that is bombs and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn guns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones, shook ones. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
The streets is talking sports talk show. You back with your boy L Boogie and T-Ro. You just a shook one. You just a shook one.
Oh.
Training camp, boy. Everybody gonna be locked in. Buddy time. It's the top of the hour. We about to get into the asylum. Man. We've been talking about, you know, the NFL. We talked about your boy Ray Rice, and the only two, he only has been suspended two games. There's a lot of riff around the streets about that. We talked about how the state of California is dominating the Major League Baseball right now. There's a lot of underlying stories going on in the NFL, questions in training camp. Will Johnny Money start? Is RG3 is going to be just like he was in his rookie year? Is Deshaun Jackson going to put that team over the hump? Superman, Cam Newton, what is he going to do? Questions with Andy Dalton. Is there any team in the AFC that can compete with Denver and New England? We said Indianapolis, but they're just turning the corner. They're young. Three out of four teams in the NFC West. Will they make the playoffs? It was almost done last year. I got to give the Cardinals their due. It almost happened. But it shook once. It shook once. They got shook, baby. Every game counts in the NFL. Any given Sunday. Not for long. You have to be ready to play in the NFL, man. So with further ado, man, let's get into the asylum. You know what I mean? I'm about to bring in, you know, my man Nacho from Phoenix, Arizona. All-time call. He's been calling a lot, man. He's been sticking to the show. We appreciate you, man, coming to the asylum. What's up, Nacho? How your Friday going so far?
You know, it's what we do. You know what I'm saying? So just coming through and listening to the show, and I love it. I love it every week. But I just wanted to touch on a little bit. Ray Rice, two games, definitely should have been more games, let's put it like that. And not even that it should be more games, I think this whole you're able to practice until the games, that's BS. I think as soon as, when you were in trouble as a kid and you were grounded, they didn't say, oh, you can go ahead and play today and tomorrow, but Friday your grounding starts. No, your grounding started as soon as you got in trouble. So Ray Rice should be away from the Ravens facility. He should be nowhere near the Ravens facility until his suspension is over. That's how I feel. Because you know what I'm saying? You don't get to practice and you get to implement your offense and work around like nothing's going on, and then he gets to take a 2-week vacation and then come back squeaky clean and healthy, you know, and ready to play. I don't think that's not even a punishment. You know, yeah, you're going to take his money away, but what is two games in the grand scheme of Ray Rice's career? It's really nothing. So that's what I got to say about that. It should have been at least a minimum of 6 games. Just because you're telling me that players who inject themselves or smoke marijuana or do things to themselves that may hurt the business as cheating-wise is more offensive to Roger Goodell than a man who is abusing the members of his family. That's the message that the NFL is sending to me as a fan right now.
Great point. Now, let me ask you this, Nacho. They've been talking about, this is what I heard, you know, from the streets, a case of, you know, maybe him defending himself also, but it's always four sides to the story. So let me ask you, you don't give him a pass for maybe protecting himself? You know, it was a lot going on in that elevator. We just saw the ending version.
And yeah, I get that. We did see the ending version. We did not see what transpired inside of that elevator. And I do like the point you made. We did get to see what Beyonce and Solange and Jay-Z, but Ray Rice, somehow we can't see what happened in that elevator. I do like the point you brought up there. But what I'm saying is, you, regardless of what happened in that elevator and him pleading not guilty, the biggest sign to me was that you decided you had to check yourself into a rehabilitation center on your own, because you think that your problem is so bad that you had to take it on your own and check yourself in. Like, what? That's where I get it. That's where I'm getting it from. If he was so innocent, if he really didn't do anything in that elevator, he wouldn't have had to check himself in into a rehab. He wouldn't have had to do anything like that. I don't know if she's pressing charges or if it's the state, because I know in the state of Arizona, you know, it doesn't matter what the victim says. You're always going to get charged with that crime of abuse. So I don't know the stipulations in the state, whether she has said like she wants to press charges.
Oh, yeah, that's all around the country. If in a domestic violence situation, if she drops it or he drops it, the state automatically picks it up. They don't do that anymore with the situation with, you know, the OJ situation. So when you do they will automatically pick it up regardless if the lady recants her statement or want to drop it. And like I said, his lawyer was thorough. We're going to, you know, plead not guilty. We're going to go to these meetings, me. We're going to make you go, meaning Ray Rice and his fiance. Then you guys get married. And then once you get married, then that plays a little part in the decision of what goes on, too. See, it's not just, okay, you hit his girl or hit a girl and they're not together. But let's remember when Terrell Suggs got into it with his fiance and slash wife now. It was kind of like a thing, but they swept under the rug. They got married, and it was bygones to the bygones. So
sometimes when these
wives or girlfriends become wives and let it go, that makes it a little lenient for the Roger to put his hands on you. That's just my opinion, I think.
That's a good opinion. But my thing, I'm also more upset with Roger Goodell, because Roger Goodell took it upon himself, I want to say, was it 2009, maybe 2010, when Ben Roethlisberger was accused, you know, of doing something to a woman. He was just accused. There was no charges. There was no court date. There was nothing. His initial sentence was 6 games. That was reduced down to 4. That's for just being accused. Accusations just got Ben Roethlisberger that suspension. And Ray Rice is sitting here with court dates. He's sitting here with charges brought up against him, video evidence brought up against him, and that's 2 games. I just want consistency from my NFL commissioner. That's what I really want. And the signs or the signals or the message he's sending his NFL fans is not consistency, and is that if you threaten the fabric of my game, i.e. steroids or pot use, then it doesn't. It matters to me more than if you want to take abusive action towards your family. That's what I'm getting. Family doesn't mean anything to Roger Goodell. His bottom line does, and that's what I'm getting at. That's what I feel.
Yeah, let me ask you this. We can't see from some negativity. Let's go to positive now.
What do you think about the NFL? What's your questions and training camps throughout the league? What's going to surprise you, and what you got going on, brewing until, what are you looking for in these preseasons going into the season? Because we know regular preseason games, the regulars only get about two snaps per game. And I'm just saying that sarcastically, but what do you got coming up, and what do you got your eye on coming to this preseason?
In the preseason, I just got my eye on my defense, the Green Bay Packer defense, to see if we can stay healthy and not get injured in this preseason. And I also got my eye on I just got my eye on the NFC North, particularly because this division, I feel, with the Bears and the Lions, will be a little tougher to win. Not that we won't win it. I have full confidence 11-5, 12-4, we'll win this division. My biggest thing I'm really looking forward to is the Green Bay Packers and their offense and seeing what we can do. And with a full, healthy Aaron Rodgers and a full, healthy Eddie Lacy, I don't know how any team in our division can beat us. It's easy. We got one team in the division that does nothing but run the ball. We got another division that runs 9 routes. And then we got the Bears who can't decide whether they want to play offense or defense any given day. So it's going to take a full team to beat Aaron Rodgers. And last year we didn't even have him, and we still won the division. So you can already know the division, the Packers, to lose. But I just really looking forward to this football. Man, it hasn't been this exciting for me as a fan in a long time. The parity in the NFC is just ridiculous. There's so many teams that can win divisions, that can win playoff spots. 6 is just not enough for the NFC. They should probably take 4 from the AFC and give it to us so we can get real teams in there. But it's just I'm excited, And back to the point where you said, is there any other teams that can, rival the Patriots or the Broncos in that division? And I made my preseason the chart, and I actually did, divisional winners for the NFC. And over in the AFC, I just put AFC Championship Broncos-Patriots because it really doesn't matter what they do. All season, it's just going to be the Broncos and the Patriots again. And that's really only going to depend on who has a better record on where they'll play. So it'll be, Peyton and Brady again in the AFC, and they'll decide who's going to lose to the NFC in the Super Bowl. And I'm just excited because hopefully this year I can, get out there and scalp a ticket. The Super Bowl is only like 10 miles from me, so it's going to be pretty exciting this year. That's the main reason I think I'm more excited than anything. Super Bowl is in Glendale, and it's going to be awesome.
Super Bowl is a great goal. Hey, Aaron Rodgers going to be quarterback at Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl on Glendale Avenue, man. That's what it's going to be in 2014. It's going to be a great year. It's the best time of the year, man.
It's
going to
be a great year. It's going to be awesome, man.
Man, I'm telling you this, Nacho. One more quick thing before I let you go. Kevin Love, street question of the night. Will he start this season as a Minnesota Timberwolf? Street question of the night.
Street question of the night. Quick answer, yes. The Timberwolves are going to fumble this up completely. He's going to play for them this year and walk away a free agent. And then any team is going to be up for grabs then. I think he starts with the Timberwolves. I think they've taken too long. They fumbled this up too much for me. I just have a feeling that they're going to mess it up and bumble it up. They'll end up playing this year. They'll miss the trade deadline, and next year he's going to walk away a free agent, and they're going to lose out. And that's what I think is going to happen.
Wow, that's very interesting right there. Well, we appreciate you, Nacho. Man, I wish we could have got your guy here, man. He could have called, but, man, we appreciate you. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
That's what we do.
Radio, no question. We appreciate you, big dog. Bro, you got anything for me before I let you get out of the asylum?
No, man, loving the show. What We Do Radio is going to be awesome, man. I'm ready to keep listening and tuning in and calling in with opinions. You guys are the best, And Pack and Love, Go Pack Go. Packers in Glendale 2015. It'll be awesome.
No doubt, no doubt. Hey, Ro, man. I love Nacho, man. Great guy right there, Ro. Great guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Caller didn't know what he talked about and giving us, you know, his perspective, the street perspective. You know, it's all good, baby. Wouldn't want it any other way.
No doubt, no doubt. Man, shout out to Unc, man. Yo, Unc, I'm feeling okay, Unc. I had surgery. Go see the doctor Monday, man. Hopefully they put me in the boot. You know, man, when I saw Unc the last time I saw Unc, bro, that's when I hurt the Achilles. He was up at the gym. We was chilling. We was outside. We was talking about young people versus violence. And we were talking about the show. And somewhere in another, the sniper was hanging out in the rafters. Waiting to get me. Man. But,
yeah,
yo.
That's how the sniper does it.
It's a month away, less than a month away, for college football. A month away. You got the top 25. And remember, there's a 14 playoff right now. I'm just going to break down the conferences, and I'll give you the top four. The Big Ten has 14s in the top 25. Pac-12 has four. ACC has four. Pac-12 has five. SEC has seven. And then you have Notre Dame, who's independent, who's ranked at 14. Now, top four teams. Number one, Florida State Seminoles. Number two, Alabama, Crimson Tide. Number three, the Ohio State Buckeyes. And number four, your Oregon Ducks. You got a lot of teams. You know, you got Auburn at five, Michigan State at six, Oklahoma at seven, UCLA at eight, Georgia at nine, Baylor at 10. Intriguing. Ask you this, Ro, will those four teams be playing in the playoff in 2014? Will those four teams be playing in the playoff for the national championship? You let me know.
Not all four. Possibly two, because we know one is going to run the table and one is going to get lucky. And what I mean by lucky, it's they're going to be lucky enough to make it in the playoffs, you know, even with one loss, and then they're going to fight and win to make it to the championship game, a.k.a. the Auburn Tigers of last year. You know, it's funny to say that in college football, we already know what's going to happen. In these conferences, and we know that the top teams are going to be there, but there's always that crazy Thursday night game. There's always that late Saturday afternoon game that there's always week 10, there's always week 11, where you match up and then you go out and you beat a team or you lose to a team and then you eventually go back and beat them in the conference championship or something. I mean, it's going to play itself out, L Boogie. The only two teams that I could say that I believe honestly that are going to be there to represent two out of the four spots for the championship are going to be Florida State and Alabama. Florida State, they're their only team to beat. Alabama has to, you know, they always have to look out for teams in the SEC because the SEC is still the strongest conference. So teams like Auburn and Georgia.
There's seven teams representing in the top 25.
Exactly. So, you know, the SEC is still the strongest conference out there, so Alabama has to watch out, bring their A game every night. A little bit different situation for the fact that it's going to be a different start at quarterback. It's going to be a different couple of new defensive players. But when you have a coach like Nick Saban, you know, you really don't worry too much about that because you know that type of coach is going to make sure that his teams are ready to play when the time comes. But anything can happen like we saw last year. Auburn is still that team in the SEC that you have to beat, even though Alabama is a higher-ranked seed. it's just going to be intriguing to see, but it's just going to play out just like it did the last 3, 4, 5 seasons in college football. We know about Oregon. They're going to run the table, probably be about 7-8-0, going to run into one of them Thursday night games and have problems. And eventually we'll probably make it up in the end in the Pac-12, you know, championship game. The Ohio State Buckeyes, the only question mark for me is they ran the table all the way through last year until they made it to the conference championship and then to the bowl. So, you know, that's still up in question. But you have a great coach in Urban Meyer who is all about fundamentals. So if you technically sound and fundamental, you can go 12-0, but it just all depends on what you do in the conference championship. So we'll see what he does this season. You know, Michigan State is up there, but, you know, it'll play out, L Boogie. So the only two teams right now that I'm going to say that I feel comfortable with, given the two spots out of the four, will be Florida State and Alabama, really, honestly. Who you got? You think those top four teams are going to make it to the championship to represent?
Well, you know, I know that I'm, you know, doing a radio show and I'm the host. I know you're not supposed to be biased, but of course I'm going to say that we're going to be there in the thick of things. But one thing I will say, with humans doing the voting now and the night tests and things like that, I think it's going to be a few teams that's going to be in this four that's going to have one or two losses due to the strength of conference, of the eye test. And it's going to be other people that's going to be mad about it, which always brings controversy. And remember what we always say in the streets. Hey, bad publicity is good publicity. That's what we say in the streets, man. So, you know, I don't really understand some of the things that's been going on with this new playoff, because it's always going to be somebody thinking they're supposed to play and be left off. Always. Always going to be somebody thinking they're supposed to be playing, man. Always. So, man, it's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Man, when we come back, we got to holler about a couple things about these guys and these contracts thinking they supposed to get more money. You signed the contract, didn't you? Now you want to go back to the drawing board because you won a Super Bowl and want to get more money. Man, pull your contract out. It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show. Your boy, your boogie, and T-Row. Tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Producer, let's go.
The fact they whacking their track, have to go back and stack cause they lack the ingredients. EPMD and scratch for that. Yeah, I'm the hip hopper plus the soul shocker. Now with MD, yes, the microphone doctor. One wrecks, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess,
kill the noise.
We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No second 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and glow.
That's word horn.
Back a second time, put on a different assignment. To do a sucker new jack. Who needs a rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double, K microphone. Wrecker. Turn on my callers, say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying?
The box and the seats, and jumping out shoes and socks, I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying, catch a sucker in my way, and I'm swaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines, and I ain't
fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine. Take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, there's a bowl. Cause I choose to refuse this black. When I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, paddywhack, so I won't lack. All my style is death, and then deadly as crack. While I'm slaying, music's playing, the sucker's lame. I battle the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't the bloody latest, but you can call us cousins. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kickin' ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got to chill and more. The proof is in the pudding,
check the billboards.
People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold, so what you saying? No, not pizzazzles, yeah. Oh, it's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy you wonder. No flout, no boots, no boots, and no blunders. So hot that you can say I'm blazing. The list of virgin says, yo, I am
so amazing, and I've been waiting
for a sucker to attack. Yo, me the E-double, and me and PMD like the funky press couple. I fight fire with fire, that's why I most retired. When we needed the pitch boy, you was high, you was mesmerized. For the style that we was bringing in the all-out battle, comes out swinging, cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mines. And if the odds against me, I still drop lines to get mines on time. That's why I most resign. Sit in my lazy boy chair, relax my head and recline. Sip a Pepsi or Coke with a twist of lime, or crack a 40-o, and then I go for mine. So what you saying?
I love that. So what you're saying, that's my part right there. This is Streets is Talking, WWDO Radio, coming to you live, man. You know how we get down. That's what we do, man. That's what I'm talking about, L Boogie. Big shout out to your boy Byron Scott getting picked up by the LA Lakers as a head coach. You know, we don't see what happens. He didn't do so good with the Cleveland Cavaliers when he last coached, but we're going to see. Took the Lakers long enough to hire somebody, so hopefully, you know, this would be the hire for the Lakers to get them on the path that they need to go. But you still need players, last time I checked. L Boogie, what'd you say? You need more people. You need more people.
My fault, man. I got caught up, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. But, yeah, man, you know, coaches getting hired, everything, trying to work itself out. We're going to see that.
Subscription has expired.
Bro.
Follow the on-screen instructions for renewal.
Yo, sorry about that. We back in the host queue.
What the deal?
Sorry about that, world. Having some technical difficulties, but we back. Your boy Marshawn Lynch from the Seattle Seahawks, he wants a new contract, has not reported to camp. Vernon Davis, reportedly from the San Francisco 49ers, wants a new contract, but he reported to camp. Your boy Andre Johnson from the Houston Texans, he was upset, but he has reported to camp. World, what you think about that? You think it's crazy? Do you? You think it's off the hook? I tell you one thing. Skittles is mad. We give you an endorsement, and you don't even report to CAP. Where are you? Marshawn Lynch, where are you, baby? You got your boy. What's the other guy's name? Ro, are you out there? In other news, you got Greg Maddux, Tony La Russa. They'll be going into the Hall of Fame with no logo on their caps because of the steroid era. So there you have it. Also, you got Clipper news. You know, like I said before, this is the streets. And I hope that we understand what I'm talking about when I say this. There's no way if I'm a ball player, after it has been put into the atmosphere, there's no way I'm going to play for Donald Sterling. I don't understand how guys can do it or will do it. Chris Paul says it's unacceptable, so don't play. Doc Rivers says he doesn't know if he wants to coach the team. He's the CEO. I would take the stand now. Don't play. Don't coach. That's what you should do. Speaking of the Clippers, Blake Griffin, he won't be participating for Team USA this summer. You need to work on your post game anyway. In the streets, Carmelo Anthony, he's been talking about how his decision was a very tough one. He told ESPN, you know, .com, it was a very, very tough decision between the Knicks and the Bulls. You know what I'm saying? He said, quote, unquote, I want to win. I don't care about the money. I believe Phil would do what he has to do to take care of that. I don't think we're that far away. People use rebuilding too loosely. So, in other words, also, you know, to his decision, he said it was overwhelming. He said it was stressful in the final days, one of the hardest decisions that he's had to ever make. Really? It's a hard decision to take $80 million and $124 million? That's a hard decision, huh? I wish I had it that hard. Woo! I wish I had it that hard. Tough decision, huh? I know you smell the money. Yeah, 5 years and $124 million was real hard to turn down, huh? Yeah, I don't think so. Talking about Ray Rice. What do you think about Ray Rice, world? You think the two games was warranted? I tell you what, like I said before, it's amazing how only video that we see is the video of Ray Rice's wife being unconscious. We don't have any video shown of the altercation of the scuffle inside the elevator. But 3 months ago, we saw the video of, you know, Solange and Jay-Z and Beyonce inside of the elevator. Why can't we get that coverage? Why can't we get that? World, you tell me, why can't we get that? We just get the outside with Ray Rice, and he gets two games. People are, you know, calling for these guys' head, and, you know, he got less suspension than guys who harm themselves. And let me say this in the streets. I don't think, you know, when you talk to people in the streets, smoking a little marijuana is harming yourself. Streets. I don't think Ray Lewis thought a little deer spray would harm itself. I don't think that. But what I do know is that we don't know everything that went into the story. Both people have went to counseling. See, Ray beat him at their own game. Okay, I hit her. Okay, I'm going to go to counseling. I'm going to get married. We're going to show these people it was just a mistake. It just happened. That's what Ray did. World, what do you think? 347-855-8896. WWDO, What We Do Radio. Oh, yeah. We coming. The streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. And we sponsored by the streets tonight. You know what I mean? Executive producer T. Nick. You know what I'm saying? And the sports officials producer T. Rowe. And you already know, man. Producer of the show as well, L. Boogie. Shouts out to Heaven Know You. You know what I mean? I see you, baby. We was talking about this college football. And now they're doing the playoff with four teams. What's your opinion about it? Give us a call, weigh in. Like I said before, I'll give it to you again. I'll break down the divisions. Or I'll break down the conferences. The Big Five conferences, that is. Three conferences with four teams. The ACC, the Big 12, the Pac-10. You got the Pac-12 with five, and you got the best, quote-unquote, conference in the land, the SEC, with seven in the top 25. You tell me what you think about that. I'm very, you know what I'm saying, peculiar of what's your opinion of this new system. The streets is talking. So I really want to know what you think. Right now they have it, the top four, Florida State number one, Alabama number two, The Ohio State number three, and the Oregon Ducks at number four. What do you think, world? You think those four teams are still going to be standing when the dust clears? You know they're not. I just hope Florida State is one of them. But we know four out of those four teams, two out of those four won't be playing in the playoff. Let's be honest. Two out of those four teams won't be playing in the playoffs. Alabama's talking about, you know, last year when they played in the bowl game against Oklahoma in the Sugar Bowl that it was a consolation game. They thought it was a consolation game. Oklahoma said that, you know, this is a BCS game. It needs to be played. And that's what football and NFL and NCAA is all about. Any given Saturday or Sunday, or should I say Thursday sometimes. Any given Sunday, Saturday or Sunday, it goes down. I tell you what, I'm just going to throw another team in there that might be playing for that top four. That might put somebody out. I'm going to say UCLA. Who knows? When you don't think they're going to play, they might do something. Georgia. Who knows? The streets is talking. I'm telling you. I don't know who's going to do it, but it's going to be very, very interesting. And don't forget, they got everybody and their moms on the board. On the board, man. They get everybody and their moms on the board. Man, we're going to go to a quick commercial. As we come back from a quick commercial, man, we're going to wrap up. It's Friday. We're going to do the freestyle. You already know, man. L Boogie T Row. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. It's going down. Let's go.
I'm feeling high. My money's low. I'm all alone. Too much
Man, I'm sorry. How's it going out there so far, bro?
Oh, man, you know what it is, brother, man. Just stuck in traffic. Just, man, tried to call back in. It was giving me some problems, dog. Bad look. Hey, but we back on. We live.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. We back. Now, let me ask you this, bro, before we, you know what I'm saying, get out of here. Street question of the night. Will Kevin Love start the season as a Minnesota Timberwolf?
Question of the night, will Kevin Love be a Minnesota Timberwolf?
When the season starts.
Yeah, when the season starts. Yeah, he definitely gonna be playing with the Minnesota Timberwolves. I kinda agree with what Nacho was saying about
you know, Minnesota gonna mess this up real bad. They're gonna end up not getting anybody. You know what I mean? And to get Kevin Love, and you know they're gonna have to work it out in the draft. And what's gonna be funny is that Minnesota just might make it to the playoffs where, or win enough games where they won't be lottery, and then they really won't be able to get anything in. They won't get anything in return for Kevin Love. So it's a bad move by Coach Flip Saunders trying to, you know, take everything from everybody. But he not going to get what he wants. He gonna end up with a little bit of nothing, and Minnesota's just going to be rebuilding for the next 5 to 7 years with the rookies that are going to be who they going to get. So it is what it is, man. And I hate to see Kevin Love having to do this and go through this, but he'll be all right. He'll be A-okay.
Man, there you got it. Yo, Low. Man, since you out there in Vegas, y'all about to start the game. We got a couple more minutes. Why not let's just start the freestyle early, man?
Yeah, let's do it.
You ready? Bo know this, and Bo know that. But Bo ain't never been on the stove, and Bo never could crack. It's Boo Meeks, and I'm sitting in the spot. I had a bronze running laps. I got the green-eyed bandit, and you know we make it clap. All you suckers, man, you're nothing but garbage. All we going to do is get the men's and be scholars. Man, heaven know, I see you down in GA. We doing it up top, and I'm getting it for the DA. They can't mess with us, man, because I got that attorney. Oh, man, you know our vision ain't blurry. We the most beautifulest thing on this earth like Keith Murray. Oh, man, let me switch up the style and go back to 86. Remember when we was doing it real raw and going into the mix. I remember we was going up the veils. Hey, yo, OG, remember when we was rocking the bells? Remember when we used to see Mike Tyson with the Gucci leather and the Benz? Remember when them suckers was enemy, now they friends? Sometimes you got to do deals with the devil. Only thing, don't get put in the ditch with your own shovel. I'm going to stay back, man. And I ain't going to do what my man Rayburn did. I ain't going to throw the ball in the dirt and let them guys score like he did. Oh, man. Oh, man, let me start, bro. Let me start, bro, man. I'm done, man. Shout out to my man Will, man. Unc, I see you. You know what I mean? D, I see you, baby. It's cold, man. It's a cold world out here, bro. Man, where'd you get the shout out before we get out of here, man? Wow, we lost Low. Oh, well, got to get out of here. We got to pay the bills. But to everybody in the world, we appreciate you listening, man, because you could have did anything else, but you chose to be kicking it with your boy, T-Bro and L Boogie. We'll get back with you on Monday, and like we always say, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You already know what Boogie always lets you know. The people who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. We in the streets, man. Special guest, Green Eye Bandit, man. You know what I mean? He was kicking it with us in the street. Get out of here.
You
know what I mean? We'll see your money 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh! My niggas look mad. Y'all supposed to be happy on the street. Y'all niggas look like y'all wanted me to say it there. Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these niggas. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't the one telling. Don't wanna be another number. I got a fucking gang of weed to keep you going under. The federalists wanna see me dead. Niggas put fighters on my head. Now I got two rock dollars by my bed. I beat them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Well, God forgive me for all the dirt a nigga did. Three kids, one life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging the world of the war zone. My homies is inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. So scheming on ways to put some greatest on the palms of my empty hand.
picture me rolling. Crossing the beans on rings that isn't stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are born. I'm like a bean that finally feeds on the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating in my hands are swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be holding. Picture me rolling. Easy now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Yeah, nigga. Hey, my nigga, stop doing it. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swaying. Make me wanna start back banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remand, running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting on chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Fuck up in it. Normally the caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bad to see, so I need to hit the lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't keep you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. The time I count the proper TKO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas talk cautious. I get the liquor and you can get the female. It's crooked shit that we infect and get the street.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied, got the pockets on stolen, boss hog in this pocket, nigga. Picture us rolling.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling, roll call. You know some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Carrera.